The proposed regulations will prohibit travel on Cottonwood Pass and Eagle Thomasville Road for vehicles and loads that exceed 8 feet 6 inches in width, 14 feet 6 inches in height, and 45 feet in length without a permit. Our proposed regulations will detail a permitting process for vehicles that do, in fact, exceed those size limitations. However, any vehicle that does not exceed those size limitations can use those roads without a permit, so long as those roads are not closed.
Well, what prompted the Eagle County Board of Commissioners to consider this resolution?
The Grand Avenue Bridge project did bring it to the commissioner's attention. However, Eagle County has had some issues in the past with very large trucks getting stuck on Cottonwood Pass and Eagle Thomasville Road. So it was timely that we considered requiring permits for these types of roads, these high mountain roads, and the oversized types of vehicles.
Right. When the Glenwood Canyon rock slides close I-70, Cottonwood Pass, at least at this end of Garfield County, is one of the first detour routes that people choose. And I know that there were some problems during the last rock slide closure, which, you know, lasted several days. And there were some big trucks that got stuck up on Cottonwood Pass because it was in the wintertime.
Really, what we're trying to do is prevent those occasions from happening.
Do you think that Cottonwood Pass will be a detour route when the Grand Avenue Bridge is closed?
I don't know. It depends on who we're talking about. Certainly passenger vehicles, I think that's a great route for them to take. However, the oversized vehicles, obviously that's not an appropriate place for them to be.
Right. You know, there has been some talk in the past couple of years about paving Cottonwood Pass. And I'm wondering if you know if that idea has gained any traction, so to speak, with the Eagle County commissioners.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. The press release said that the Eagle County Board of Commissioners will consider this resolution. So it sounds like this new regulation has not yet been adopted.
That is correct. We do have a process. We are proposing these regulations as a possibility. Certainly they will take their time in reviewing them and determining whether it's appropriate for Eagle County to adopt the regulations. We will hold a public hearing on August 8th, and that will be at 10:30. That gives certainly the public an opportunity to inform the commissioners on their thoughts and provide feedback to the commissioners. The commissioners will then also consider that feedback and any sort of public comment that has been provided to them at that meeting before they make a decision to adopt the regulations or choose not to adopt the regulations.
The bridge is going to close on August 14th, and the Eagle County Board of Commissioners meeting is on August 8th. If they decide to adopt these regulations, when would they go into effect?
They would go into effect immediately. And I just wanted to explain to you that these are not temporary regulations just for the bridge during that time. They would be in effect permanently.
Okay. Well, Holly Strabliski, Assistant County Attorney for Eagle County, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Sure. No problem.